Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Alice Merton, Slumber, and Heavy Heart. Today's reissue song is from Beck off a re-release of a classic Odelay album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Hello Darlin', and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a band called Seeing Hands. They are four young lads from Newcastle, England. They just got together a little over a year ago to write and play some alt-pop indie with a heavy dose of jangly guitar. The boys have just released a brand new single, which is one of only two singles in their entire catalog. It's called It's True. They've been getting praises from DIY Magazine, and DIY compares them to the band Real Estate, which I consider high praise. The new single came out November 25th and is available on iTunes. New music from Seeing Hands here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Reform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFOTK here, spinning the best for you in new music and music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set of the opening hour with a new single from The Velvet Collide. They're an indie alt-pop four-piece out of the Los Angeles area. These guys are so new that their Facebook page has less than 20 posts. And in the About section, only has their email address, their hometown, and a brief grammatically incorrect statement about, quote, notes were played, music was made, and then came Collide. I think it's supposed to rhyme, but that's all I have. The one and only single they have is called Summer's Romance, and it came out November 25th, and they seem to pair up nicely with the opening song. Changing musical direction with a Swedish singer-songwriter with Greek roots. His stage name is Plasi. However, his given name is Mikhail Barakatis. And he was born on the Isle of Crete, but essentially was raised in Sweden by his mother. This young man is the epitome of a do-it-yourselfer. He writes, produces, and distributes his music by himself. I did discover that his stage name comes from the ancient Greek word for creation. Very apropos. So Plasi started his musical career by releasing a series of three singles earlier in 2016. All three of those singles were included in his debut EP, plus two new tunes. The collection is titled Now and Then, and it came out November 30th. The song I have to share with you this morning is the title track. New music from Plasi here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
See me as your enemy, or see me as your friend. It is 19 months since I was there and held you in my hand. It is 18 since I told you and you took away my name. Now when you saw me, you turned away your head. You won't forgive me, and now we'll understand. now and then. Used to be your future, now you see me as your end. When you're hiding, we're colliding. Better be and stop pretend. I was silent, you were blind. Better leave those fears behind. If you're still bleeding, see me as a friend. You won't believe me, and now we'll understand. Now and then. Ignored and gone, but I'm around. If you see light and fight in me, you'll be your enemy.
That was the latest material from Luna Tides. Luna Tides, they are an unsigned indie folk light alt rock quartet from Cardiff, Wales. They have a wonderful story of how they got started. They were formed in 2014 and started working on their craft. And on a whim, they became involved with the Free For All Festival in 2016 and the Dim SWM Festival at the same year. They got noticed and were invited to be a part of Forte 10 Project, which mentors young bands with industry folks, professionals, and you just heard the result. The new self-titled EP is titled Open Woods, and I just spun for you there the title track.
Imagine a time when no one person has Parkinson's disease, is debilitated by a stroke, and no family suffers the tragedy of Alzheimer's. Some of the best minds in America are doing more than imagining. The American Brain Foundation is seeking to find cures, where life without brain disease isn't just something we can imagine, it's something we can know.
Join Kevin Sorbo in the fight to cure brain disease. For more information, visit AmericanBrainFoundation.org.
Next up is an interesting alt bedroom pop piece from Patchwork Guilt, which is a clever name. Now, sometimes I have trouble describing music for you. I think David Byrne once said, writing about music is like dancing about architecture. And I totally get that. So sometimes I just quote the artists themselves, like in this case. Quote, Patchwork Guilt is a figmental band, i.e. a collection of solo bedroom tinkerings that started in 2014. The songs range from folky to poppy to mildly psychedelic, depending on the mood and whim, unquote. Her latest whim is Get to Rest, and it's been released as a standalone single. New music from Patchwork Guilt here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
But you know it now.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Allo Darlin right after the latest here from Alice Merton. That was the latest material from Alice Merton here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss on this beautiful Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Well, let me see. Alice Merton, she's a very new artist and already getting compared to Fleetwood Mac, Sia, and Florence and the Machine. She's a Canadian, British singer-songwriter. This is her very first single, and it's called No Roots. The single was released on December 2nd and is already getting some traction on Hype Machine. I am hoping more music will be coming from Ms. Merton in 2017. Well, it is time for our first feature. It is The Lineage, the part of the show when I will play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's pick is Hello Darlin'. They are a four-piece neo-surf slash indie pop outfit from the UK. The band consists of Elizabeth Morris on vocals and ukulele. Gotta love a ukulele. Paul Raines on guitar and vocals. Bill Bodding hitting the bass guitar and singing. And Mickey Collins banging on the skins. Their latest effort is a single. It's called Hymn on the 45. So this is Hello Darlin'. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. start piling all the film that you could find before it all starts expiring. And then there won't be Polaroid anymore. Will we still look happy when we're not super overexposed? Will we still look happy when we're wearing our normal clothes?
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was L.O. Darlin' with the Polaroid song, which was released as a single in 2009 and also included in their full-length self-titled debut album, which came out in 2010. Want to remind you that I have two holiday-focused music shows coming up. They are scheduled for December 13th and 20th. It will not be your typical holiday music. And of course, it'll be a music you might otherwise miss holiday special. Of course it will be. And also, I'll be posting today's new release show playlist online here. I'm going to get to it within the next hour, but it'll be there. Check it out. Let's keep the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Beck. The album that has been re-released is his fourth studio album, Odelay, which originally came out in 1996. This album really put Beck on the map. It showed his musical genius and his ability to write radio-friendly songs. The disc had tunes on it like Where It's At, Devil's Haircut, and this one, The New Pollution. So this is Beck with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
A boat gonna strip my notion, riding low.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Latest of new music and music you might otherwise miss. Closing off the two songs, that was the latest effort from Frederick the Younger. And the Frederick the Younger is an unsigned sunshine rock, as they say, mixed-gendered five-piece hailing from Louisville, Kentucky. Their debut EP, Warm Front, came out earlier this year, and they're planning on releasing a full-length album in 2017. And I'm thinking that this song, Horoscope, that I just played, they're giving us a taste of what to expect for next year. Keeping the tunes going here with one of my favorite new tunes of the week. It's from a very new band called Slumbers. They are three young women playing some great indie, folk, post-punk, alt-pop, and they're from Rochester, New York. This new-ish band signed a deal with Sports Day Records, which I follow on SoundCloud, and that's how I found them. The trio just released their debut 7-song-long EP entitled Come Over. I was immediately taken with track number 4, Da Boom Soom. I don't know what that means, but I like the way the song makes me feel. New music from The Slumbers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
1, 2, 3, shut up.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University. 91.5 WMFO. This is music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and finishing off that set was the latest from Track Club Party. Track Club Party. That is just not easy for me to say. It's just Daniel McGuire. He's a total do-it-yourselfer as well, and he does it all in his own studio in Amsterdam. He says he is, quote, influenced by all things 80s and strong black coffee. And he describes his sound as, quote, loud, abrasive, and reflective of indie. Song I just had for airplay there was LFO, and it's been released as a standalone single. Let me slip in one more from Heavy Heart. Heavy Heart is an unsigned mixed-gendered quintet based in London. The band slides easily through genres, moving through shoegaze to some nice alt-rock. I first found these guys in February, and their plan at that time was to release one single a month for the year, which is quite a feat. I've been in touch with them, and I asked them if they're thinking about compiling all this material and making an EP or LP. They responded that they haven't decided which format, but they are going to do something. This track is their November installment. It is called The Way Home. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.